Lord, you give you glory. Lord, you give you praise. Give you glory, give you praise. Give you glory, give you praise. Jabala Bavaka Bagada Manash. Rakabala Bagada Banash and Abagada Balabash. Rapa Babash and Abagada Balas. Rebaba Bashamana Bagada Balabash. Lord, we give you glory, give you praise. Thank you, Lord. Rakabanashana Bagada Balabadash. Zabakumushamana Bagada Balabash. Lord, we give you glory, give you praise. Shamanamba da Balash. Parashote Verasis Evenatus. Nabala Bagada Balabarababash. Robaba Banabraga da Basha, Nanabraga da Banabraga de Asus. Yabaraga Banamara Susifana Rababa Dash. Shabraka Manabraga da Bala Braga da Basha, Manabraga da Bala Braga da Basha. Uzibarabada da Mana Rukubuda Baraga Basha. Nala Bragada Mananda Manasha Bala Bragada Bash Rababa Bashamana Bragada Bala Bragada Bash Nebrokumono Bragada Bala Bragada Bash Labrakumono Brogadu Bushamana Bragada Bala Bragada Bash Rakasko Banangra Bula Bugudu Bushamana Bragada Bash Zebana Bragada Bashamana Bragada Bala Bragada Bosh Jabanandras, Rebaba Bash, Raskubana Bragada Bolasha Abana Bragada Bala Bragada Bolasha. Rababa Bashabana Bragada Ba Shabara Baba Baba Bana Bragada Bala Bragada Bash Jabala Bragada Mana Bragada Bala Bragada Bash Roba Bana Bana Bragada Bala Bragada Bala Bala Baba 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 Amandele Brigadus of Renomosha Bada Bragada Bash. Lord, we give you glory. Lord, we give you praise. Lord, we give you glory. Lord, we give you praise. Lord, we give you glory. We give you praise. Lord, we give you praise. Shamanandras Kabala Bagada Bada Badasha. Shebrakumono Bagadasus. Zebadigo Galatisus Kamandala Bagada Basha. Rekada Banasha Bala Bragada Bala Bragada Bala Baru Baba Badashi. Om Baba Bada Bala Brakusha. Shebedende Bragadigos Galatus. Father, we give you glory, give you praise. Shamanda La Bragada Basha. Father, we give you glory, we give you praise. Rabadiga Dagadaga Dosha. Father, we give you glory, we give you praise. Shamanandes, Kibaraba Diasis, Shabala Bragada Banashi, Zemandala Bragadizas, Mishabinu Bragadu. Let's go ahead and give God praise. Let's go ahead and give God the glory. Let's go ahead and give God the praise. Let's go ahead and give God praise. Let's go ahead and give God praise. Let's go ahead and give God all the glory, all the honor, all the adoration. Unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ever ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work in us. Unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work in us. Go ahead and give him praise. Above all that we can ever ask or imagine, to him be glory, honor, power, and forevermore. To you be all the glory, honor, power, and forevermore. Lord, we give you praise. Hala bragadashas. Shabala bragadabala bragadiasas. Engus kabande bragadibala recipientus. Lord, we give you praise. Lord, we give you praise. Lord, we give you praise. Jamana bragada balabarasipinet rekoto shabala bragada balabragadiasas. Shabala bragada balabragada balabragadush. Embala bragada panushipitita domanusha. Lord, we give you glory. Lord, we give you praise. Namana shabada dagogadusha. Unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work in us. God, we praise you. Father, we praise you. Shala bragata manasha, tele prokopototo prokodosha. En bragatus, en andro, tele prokata parisa, penatus, ala bragatisus. Yabakwada bala bragata bala bragata bala bragata bashanda la bragata banatiasus. For us to celebrate the Belebega de Moshabala Bagada Balabada Bashanti. We shall have a better menu to the Polar of the Robert of the Banashanti. Here's the bracket and mash of the Robertus. Unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work in us now. According to his power that is at work in us. Kala Bragadosha. Reba Dada Manash Kabala Bragadabanosha. Lord, go ahead, open your mouth wherever you are and give God praise. Go ahead with your voice wherever you are and give God praise. Give God praise, give God praise. Give God praise unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask or imagine. You have 2 minutes more. You have 2 minutes more. Namana bragada bala bragadishas. Vishabana bragada bala bragadishas. Vene bragadash. Nekrokokodosh. Shabana bragada bala bragada bala brosh. Manabana bana banash. Kabala bragada bala bala banash. That chorus, the verse, that the bragadosa, Dina ragadosa, Pana bragadosa, Abanusi, Penetratus, Calendrele, Velas, Cavalantus, the shaded at the bragadosa, the veracodosa, Le bragodos, Alla bragadasha, Ada virus 7 and the monosh, Cavalla de Borosa. Unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask or imagine. To him be all the glory, to him be all the honor. To him be all the glory, to him be all the honor forevermore. Lord, we give you glory. Lord, we give you praise. Ramanandu Sefitita Basha Bala Bragada Bala Bragada Basha Rambaba Bala Bragada Bala Bragada Bala Basha.
I believe in you, you're the God of miracles, miracles. I believe in you, I believe in you. God of miracles, miracles, I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. Rabba Dina Mana Shabala Baba Dada Mana Shabala Dina Shabala Dina Shabala Sisi Vine Tudu Vine Shabala Baba Dina.
Go ahead and sing to God wherever you are. One more minute, one more minute. Sing to God wherever you are.
Namani shabala bidi 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 kumondo ma shabala bada. Mana bara da da bala shabala bayati. Kebana breda da shabala bade. Kebana no shabala de.
Thank you, Lord. 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 Eros, the Thea, Roado, Velara, the Via, Shapala, Bragados, Athena, Brigade, Belarus, Shapela, Brigade, Mandre, the Rede, Belaruba, the Dabala, Scupera, the Bella Brigadijas, Jebraca, the Bandrus, the Prete, the Brigadija, Bragadasus, Jabara, Balada, Bragadamana, Bragadavana, Bragus, and Brigade, Bella, Brigade, Bella, Brigade.
What shall I say unto the Lord? All I have to say is thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All I have to say is thank you, Lord.
Rakabala Brabababa Shabana Bragadabala Bragadabala Shabana Bragadabala.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All I have to say is thank you, Lord.
Father, we thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name, we have given thanks. Amen. Welcome you once again to Prayer of Faith, Heartfelt Prayers. And today's edition is tagged Prayer of Faith. Prayer of Faith. And today we'll continue our series on corresponding faith actions. Corresponding faith actions. Before we continue, I want to encourage you to go through the recordings that we now have the recordings of previous Heartfelt Prayers. Endeavor to go through them. They are on our website. And be sure to check through our social media handles. Go through the recordings after we pray. I personally do that and I'm blessed of that. I look forward to you being blessed, you being edified, and receiving your testimonies. So today, I'll just quickly read our anchor text, Mark 11:23-24. Mark 11:23-24. He says, "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." Verse 24 says, "Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them." Last week we learned about the corresponding actions of faith. The first one we learned about was Desire is an action of faith, is a corresponding action of faith. Having specific understanding of what you desire is what you are hoping for. Then the next action of faith is believing. To believe in your heart. But before believing in your heart, or as you believe in your heart, what do you believe in your heart? You believe in your heart that you will have the things that you desire. So how you express that, the third action of faith is to speak. So what you desire in your heart, and what you believe in your heart that you're going to have it, then you speak it. Okay, and then after you've spoken it, you still have to continue to believe that you have what you've said. Only that now you receive what you have said. And how do you receive what you have said? We talked about that last week. One of the ways to receive is prayer of thanksgiving. To speak prayer of thanksgiving, to continue in your confession, to speak in past tense the things that you prayed about, the things that you spoke about. For example, you were sick, to receive what you have prayed about, okay, is to begin to talk in past tense. I am healed of this diabetes. I'm healed of this ailment. All right. So today we are going to be praying, and then our scripture that we'll be looking at is from James 2 verse 17. It says, even so faith, if it has not works, is dead, being alone. So some people say, some people paraphrase this verse and they say faith without works is dead. And so it says faith being alone without works. And so everything we've talked about now as touching corresponding actions of faith, faith in this context would be that you desire in your heart, and then you speak the things that you desire, okay? And then you believe. So that's faith. So you have a desire, you speak that desire into existence, and you believe in your heart that you already have that thing, okay? Then comes the next phase, which is another step forward in corresponding action of faith. It is works. It's called works. Works. So all those things, of course, are actions of faith. But now there's a fifth action of faith, and that is work. That is what you have to do. This one involves you moving your body. This involves you taking actions. For example, you are trusting God for success about an exam. Faith requires, for that, yes, you've prayed to God about it, and you believe that you're going to come out with flying colors in that exam. Your corresponding action of faith, the fifth corresponding action of faith, will be the action that you do that gears you towards you doing the things that the Lord has laid on your heart to do. Okay. So he says, even so faith, if it has not works, is dead. Being alone. So what is the work? The work here is peculiar to you. Peculiar to whatever it is that you have desired about, whatever it is that you have prayed about. So last week, I remember I told us that we should not pray about the things that we prayed about again, but to now begin to give thanks to God about them. Okay, so now that you are giving thanks to God about them, there's another step to take in your action of faith. And that step that you ought to take, okay, is you working towards it. And so one of the mistakes that people make is that they don't know what to do. Okay? They don't know what to do as touching, gearing towards their action, towards receiving the answers to their prayers. Okay? And this is one of the very, very important aspects of the receiving action of faith. Okay? The receiving action of faith. Now he says further down, now let's go on to our next scripture. Next scripture is Mark chapter 4. So we'll be looking at this story, this popular story, and then we'll be praying from this story. Mark chapter 4 from verse 35 to 41, he says, in King James Version, and the same day when the evening was come, saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. Let us pass over onto the other side. And when he had sent them away, the multitude, okay, so they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the wave beat into the ship, so that it was now full. Let me go over that again. It says, and the same day, when the evening was come, he said unto them, let us pass over to the other side. This is Jesus now. And when he had sent them away, that is the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there was also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. So this is a scenario, and in this scenario, the apostles or the disciples were suffering from a kind of they were encountering a kind of challenge where they were on the boat in the middle of the sea, and then there was a storm. Okay, and then that storm was very heavy, that it began to beat the ship about, and then water began to spill into the ship or into the boat, and then it looked like they were going to drown. But it says something very interesting in verse 38. It says, and he was talking about Jesus now, and he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow, and they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, what manner of man is this? And even the wind, that even the wind and the sea obey him. That even the wind and the sea obey him. Now, looking at this scripture, you will see something here. You will see that the first thing that happened was that the disciples were afraid. The disciples were full of fear. Disciples are full of doubt. So there comes this faith in our faith walk when you are trusting God for something. Contradicting informations will come. Okay? Contradicting informations that should cause you to waver, that should cause you to be afraid, will come. And so your response to that information will determine whether you receive the answer or not. Yes, the answer has been supplied from God. The answer has been supplied in the spirit. You actualizing what has been done in the spirit into your physical realm will be dependent on how you respond to those situations. Why? Because the devil will come and check how strong your faith is, how deeply rooted your faith is. So, for example, you are sick. Information will come to your mind. You have symptoms in your body that will tell you that, hey, it's like this sickness has not gone. So what you will do in that instance will determine whether you receive you experience your healing in your body fully or not. And those symptoms will come just to check to see whether you are really sure that you have received what you have prayed about. And this is what faith is about. It's as simple as this. I have prayed about it and I have received it. You see, a lot of people pray long prayers because they don't understand the prayer of faith. They pray to God as though God is dumb, you know, as though God is dumb and deaf, you know, it's like as though God is a wall. So they keep asking and asking and asking. Like the essence of prayer is communication. And so when you communicate with God, God will respond to you. God is bound to respond. God is bound to answer. God has put systems in place to effect the answers to your prayers. He has put angels in place. He has put people in place. He has put principles in place just towards. So you have to understand that God is always on your side when it comes to faith prayers. God is always on your side. God is always, if God would give you his only son, how will you not freely give you all things? So God is always on your side when it comes to prayer of faith. God wants you to have your desire. I remember last week talked about ensuring that your desire is in line with the will of God for you. So once that is checked, you have to understand that of a truth, God is on your side. Okay. So now, like, contradictory situations will come. For example, you are trusting God for something. Informations will come that, hey, people around you didn't get the things that you are praying about. People around you failed the exam. Information will come that people have started seeing their results. Or information will come that people that wrote the exam last week, they failed so much. You know, so how you respond to that circumstances will really, really determine whether you will receive them. So that is what we are bringing on today. Corresponding action of faith. Faith without what is there. So what is that thing that you need to do? You have been praying to God for financial breakthrough and you believe that you have received your financial breakthrough. What is the next line of action? What is that thing that you need to do? What is that enterprise that you need to embark upon? As you're praying for a breakthrough concerning the works of your hand, what is that idea that you need to inculcate and integrate into your business that will bring you into the experience of that experience of that fulfillment? You know, so that is what we are focusing on today. Can we just pray? Can we just pray and say, God, as we go into the prayer today, as we go into today's prayer meeting, Open my eyes to see what I should do. Open my eyes to see what I should do. Open my eyes to see what I should do. Open my eyes to see the corresponding action of faith that is required of me. Open my eyes to see what you are leading me to do. Open my eyes to see what you are leading me to do. Open my ears to hear what you are leading me to do. Open my ears to hear what you are leading me to do. Shamananamanamanash. Open my eyes to see the next line of action. To see the next line of action. Rakabana Shamanana. Rebanana Maratis and Arubala Bakada Bashamana Babada Panabash. Father, open my eyes to see my next line of action. To see what you would want me to do, what you would have me do next. Father, open my eyes. Help me to know. Open the eyes of my understanding. Father, open the eyes of my understanding. Cause me to know the things that you want me to do. Cause me to know the next step to take. Help me to know the next step to take in my life. Help me to know the next step to take. Help me to know in details, the next step to take in my life. Ramanana mana shabala bagadaba. And I help me to know the next step to take in my life. Help me to know the next step to take in my life. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Shabala baraba bagadaba shabala bagadaba nashi. Shabala bagadaba la bagadaba la bagadaba. Help me, Lord, to know the next step to take. Help me to know the next step to take. Help me, Lord, to know the next step to take. Help me, Lord, to know the next step to take. Rabba Babanana Manamana Shabala Bragada Bala Baratis. Rabba Shambala Bragada Bala Bragada Bala Bragada. Le Bragados, Pene Brigada, Brogoda Bariatus, Shabella Brigada Barius. Jabala Bragada Bala Bragada Marshu Brigina Bragados. Father, help me to know the next step to take. Help me to know the next step to take. Help me, Lord, to know the next step to take. Labro Kobolo Broko Doboshi Bala Bradia. Jabala Bradamash the Brigade of the Rokadosh. Father, help me to know the next step to take. Help me to know the next step to take. Help me to know to take next step to take in my life. Help me to know the next step to take. Bebala Bragana Mashamana Bragada Bala Bragada Bashamana Bragada Babiana Manamanash. Father, help me to know the next step to take. Help me to know the next step to take in my life. Show me the next step to take. Be specific. You know, you can tell God about anything and everything. Lord, help me to know the next step to take concerning this situation. Help me to know the next step to take concerning my healing. Help me to know the next step to take concerning this exam I'm about to write. Help me to know the next step to take concerning my expectations. Help me to know the next step to take concerning my applications. Shaka mangele beke de marshes vene beke de marsha braga da braga se vene brola mola bo boshi. Ye braga manandros vene brega de bele brega de basha manam braga da manandros vene brega de 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 God, help me to know the next step to take. Help me to know the next step to take. Help me to know the next step to take. Jama na brakada bala bara bara bara. Japa kumana brakada bala brakada bala barusha. God, help me to know the next step to take in my life. Help me to know the next step to take. Help me, help me, help me. Show me the next step to take. Show me the next step. Show me the next step. Show me the next step. Show me the next step to take. Show me the next step. Show me the next step. Show me the next step. I am not confused. 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 Father, show me the next step to take as touching the decisions of my life, as touching the affairs of my life. Show me the next step to take. Show me the next corresponding action of faith that I need to take. Show me the next corresponding action of faith, Lord. Show me the next corresponding action of faith, Lord. Show me the next corresponding action of faith, Lord. Show me the next corresponding action of faith, Lord. Show me the next corresponding action of faith, Lord. Show me the next corresponding action of faith, Lord. Nebragada mana shabala bragada masha. Shabala bragada mana bragada mana bragada masha. Shabala bragada bala bragada bala bragada mana. Shabala bala bragada bala bragada bala bragada masha. Shabala bragada bala bragada bala bragada masha. Shabala bragada bala bragada bala bragada masha. Shabala bala bragada bala bragada. Rabba Papa la bragada bala bragada bala. Japa la bragada bala bragada bala. Japa kana mbaraki asa tenem bregede bele bragada bala. Japa bragada bala bragada bala. Lord, you will guide me. You will cause me to know the next step to take. Lord, you will cause me to know the next step to take. Lord, you will cause me to know the next step to take. Lord, you will cause me to know the next step to take. In the name of Jesus, I know what to do next. In the name of Jesus, I know what to do next. In the name of Jesus, I know the next step to take. I know the next step to take concerning your plan and purpose for my life. I know the next step to take concerning your plan and purpose for my life. In the name of Jesus. I know the next step to take concerning your plan and purpose for my life. In the name of Jesus. Shamana bragada bala bragada bala. Reba baba na bragada bala. Shabana bragada bala bragada bala. Raba dada mana bragada bala bragada bala. I know the next step to take. I know the next step to take. I know the next step to take. In Jesus' name we are praying. Amen. Now you will see in this scripture that as they called on Jesus, there was a corresponding action of faith that we see. I want us to learn from this. Jesus, the Bible says about Jesus in verse 39, Mark 4, verse 39. The Bible says about Jesus, it says that, and he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Now, when in previous verse, it says that there arose a storm. And then now, in response to that storm, it says that Jesus arose. And then he didn't just arise, he rebuked the wind. He rebuked the wind. And then the Bible says he said unto the sea, peace be still. You see that his words were specific. Okay, and then his words caused there to be an effect. You see, when it comes to the power of God, the way that you give expression to the power of God is to talk. is to speak, is to make declarations. Because you see, as a child of God, you are not, if you are a child of God, you are not deficient of the power of God. You are not deficient of the power of God. The power of God is heavily at much as at home in you. The power of God is heavily present in you. The authority in the next month, we'll be looking at the authority in the name of Jesus. Your words carry power. And the reason why your words carry power is because as a child of God, you are identified with Christ. Okay. And then because when you stand and pray, you don't stand to pray in your own name. You stand and pray in the name of Jesus. To stand and pray in the name of Jesus is to stand and talk as though Jesus is the one talking. So when you stand in the face of oppressions and situations and challenges, you don't stand in your own authority. You don't stand in your own name. You stand in the name of Jesus. You stand in the earth. So it's as though Jesus is the one addressing the situation. So you see, so Jesus expects of us this same reaction that he had towards the wind. Jesus expects us to have this reaction towards the storms and the situations and the chaos that is happening around us. You don't join people to say things are hard. You don't join people to say, to speak failure. You don't join people to identify with disappointment and rejection. You stand your ground. You remember last week we talked about faith. So you are unwavered. Okay? So as much as you are unwavered in your heart, you have to be unwavered in your speech as well. And you see, Jesus was so precise and definite. I want you to stir up. Right now, as we pray, there's going to be a stirring up. There's someone here, you have been down in some sort of self-pity. The Lord is going to be stirring you up. He's going to be stirring up holy anger in your heart. He's going to be stirring up holy anger in your heart. And this holy anger is going to cause you to begin to speak with authority, precision, and anger. There's a stirring up of that holy anger in your heart now. You're going to look around you and you're going to say, this is not what I want. This is not my life. This is not my future. And then you're going to begin to talk. That is what the, and the Lord is going to put words in your mouth in the course of this prayer. Now look at Jesus. He says to the storm, he says, peace be still. Can you go ahead and begin to address the storms right now? Arise from wherever you are. I'm going to address the storms. Rabba Labba Kuba Rabba Baba Dash. Enga Baruka La Praga da Paste Belebraga de Bashiva La Braga da Ba. Jabra Kamba La Braga dos Venebaga Dash and La Banda Balatis. Can you go ahead and speak and speak and speak and address the storm? I will succeed. I will excel. I will prosper. It is well with me in my body. It is well with me in my mind. I am favored. I am favored. I am not disfavored. In the name of Jesus, I am not stranded. Breakthrough is my portion. Lebra kabala ragada balabai. Jabak wada parateba labrakabata baguba babashi. Jabak wada barababa babaruba da babashi. Jabak wada barababa babanabagada balabagada. Jabrakede bagabagada banabagada ba. Quiet. Let anger be stirred up in you now. Let anger be. Arise from wherever you are. Arise. I speak to your spirit man, arise. I speak to your soul, arise. In the name of Jesus. From that fear, arise. From that doubt, arise. From that disappointment, arise. From that fear, arise. In the name of Jesus, I speak to your mind. I speak to your soul right now. Arise. And begin to challenge this storm. Begin to challenge this mountain in your life. In the name of Jesus, I speak to you. Arise. And stand your ground. Arise now and stand your ground. Arise now and stand your ground. Arise now and stand your ground. Begin to declare the kind of future that you want. What people are experiencing does not define you, does not define your the experience that you deserve. By the redemption that you have in Christ Jesus, you deserve a good life. You deserve to succeed. You deserve to be blessed. You deserve to increase and expand on all sides. My God. Are you still complacent? Arise. Arise from your slumber and challenge the storm. Speak to the storm. Be still. Speak peace. Speak peace. Speak peace into your family. Speak order into your family. Speak peace into your mommy's health. Let her be healed. Let her be healed. Let her be healed. In the name of Jesus. This is not the time to be spending on sickness. This is not the time to be spending unnecessarily on sickness. This is the time to receive supernatural healing. Receive healing now in your bodies. Receive healing now in your mind. Receive healing. Receive healing. Receive healing. Receive healing. My God. In Jesus' name we are praying. Feel free to share the link to your friend. Invite your friends. Let them join us now. And I sense the power of God so mightily. So I may not be talking too much, but I sense the power of God so mighty. And I want us to take advantage of that. Power of God is going to be administered. If someone under the sound of my voice, you are doubting it. Lord, show them, show this person that your power is real. Let there be a sensation of your power through their bodies now. In Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. The Bible says, and he arose and he rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, where are you? Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? How did Jesus have this default response towards the situation? Whereby they just woke him up, and then the default response that he had to that situation was the correct one. It was because Jesus was perpetually aligned. You see, what Jesus is doing here is a result of time, quality time spent in the presence of God. So I want to encourage you, beyond just this 1 hour meeting that you usually have every Sunday evening, cultivate an intimate relationship with God. Have a time of prayer. Have a time of prayer every day. So that as you do that, there's a rub off, and then you are always in tune. You always know the corresponding action of faith that every situation that you face in life requires. The Lord, you see, is the Lord, one of the reasons why the Lord caused us to have heartfelt prayers is not so that you can just come and receive prayers. It's so that you can learn how to pray and receive answers as a person. And then by extension, you become an agent of faith, of prayers answered to your generation. The next line of prayer, when we say, Father, align me, cause me to be perfectly aligned, to always be aligned to your frequency, to always be aligned to your nudges. When you are saying, I should go and meet somebody, when you are saying, I should go and talk to somebody, I will know, and I will do it. Embracatus, You have 5 minutes more. Yabakwatapara, Lepakwatapako, Soparatapa, Shabalapa, Shabrakatapa, Abalapakatapa, Shabrakatabalaba. I will know with my own hands. I will know with my own hands forfeit the workings of God in my life. I will know with my own hands forfeit the workings of God in my life. I will not with my own hands forfeit or abort the process of the answers to my prayers that is currently going on. In the name of Jesus, I am perfectly aligned unto the frequency of God. In the name of Jesus, I am perfectly aligned unto the frequency of God. My mind is correctly and perfectly aligned unto the frequency of God. Everything I do will be according to the will of God and will be in line to His leadings and His plans and His purpose for my life. Lebra kubala bragada basha bala taka barubala bragada basha bala bragada ba mala bragada basha bala bragada paraska bala bragada ba enka paraska mala bragada bala bragada basha bala bragada mala bragada ba jam bragada mala bragada mala bala bragada bala bragada basha bala bragada ba enka bragada mala bragada bala bragada bala bragada bala bala enka bragada bala bragada bala bragada bala bragada bala Perfectly aligned to the will of God, perfectly aligned to the nudging of God. I am perfectly aligned. In the name of Jesus, I know what to do. I always 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 know what to say. I always know where to be at the right time. In the name of Jesus, I am perfectly aligned to the will of God. I am perfectly aligned to the nudgings of God. I am perfectly aligned to the will of God. I am perfectly aligned to the nudgings of God. In the name of Jesus, I am perfectly aligned. Legra gada bala kuse veretina mana shaba gada bala bragada. En kabara suse pene bragada bala shi. Jaba kada bara gada bala bragada bashi. You have 2 minutes more. I am perfectly aligned to the will of God. I am perfectly aligned to the nudgings of God. I am perfectly aligned to the frequency of God. When it comes to His plans and purpose, when it comes to His nudgings, when it comes to receiving answers to prayers, I don't go into doing contradicting actions. I don't go into fear. I don't go into doubt. Doubt has no root in my heart. Fear has no root in my heart. Full of faith, strong in faith, in the name of Jesus. Le quadabas kamala bragadabash tatus barandala bragadabah. 100% convinced of the power of God, 100% convinced that there is no impossibility in God. In the name of Jesus, I am 100% convinced about the capacity of God to do the things that the Lord has said that He will do. The things that the Lord has promised to do, I receive them. Receive answers. Never get it. I receive. I'm shown to function under the frequency of God every day of my life. I am perfectly aligned under the unction of God to function in the alignment to the will of God and His plan for my life. Every time I know His will, every time I do His will, in the name of Jesus, never will I be found not doing the will of God. Never will I be found doing anything contrary to faith. In the name of Jesus, corresponding faith actions are not scarce in my life. Corresponding faith actions are not scarce in my life. Corresponding faith actions are not scarce in my life. In the name of Jesus, corresponding faith actions are not scarce in my life. Corresponding faith actions are not scarce in my life. In Jesus' name we are praying. Amen. I speak over you. Let your eyes be opened. Let your ears be opened. Begin to dream dreams. Begin to see visions. Begin to hear. Begin to go into trance. Begin to experience sights and sounds of the Spirit, guiding you and pushing you towards the answers to your prayers. Let there be a supernatural knowing of what to do. In the name of Jesus, I speak concerning you that it seems as though you are in a tight corner and you don't know the next step to take. Let my God show you the way. Let my God show you the way. My God will show you the way. In the midst of recession, in the midst of inflation, let my God show you how to multiply your income. Let my God show you supernatural ways of multiplying your income. Let God open your eyes to see the corresponding action of faith to finalize the experience of your healing. In the name of Jesus. This season, you will not waste your money in the hospital. This season, you will not waste your money in the hospital. In the name of Jesus, I speak peace into your life. In the name of Jesus, I speak peace into your life. In the name of Jesus, I speak peace into your life. I speak orderliness into your life. I speak ease into your life. I speak breakthrough into your life. Move from struggling to blessing. Move from hustling to ease. Move from suffering to success. My God will carry you on His wings. You will begin to soar. In the name of Jesus, run and not be weary. Supernatural speed is added to your pace. My God, my God, my God, you will no longer be slow in life. Let God promote you. Let God fast track your progress. My God will expand you. My God will enlarge your coast. My God will bless you. My God will bless you. No devil will consume you. No devil will kill you. That sickness will not be your end. You will not end like this. The Lord will expand you. You will see. You will see. Your eyes will see. There is somebody here. What you need to see is somebody who has been pretending as though they love you, but they hate you. My God will cause you to see. You will see the truth. This week that you are entering into, you will see the truth. You will know the people that are really ready to help you. The Lord will open your eyes to see your helpers. And the Lord will open your helper's eyes. There's somebody here. The Lord is going to open the eyes of your helper. This person sees you almost every day. But it has not occurred to them that they are supposed to help you. The Lord will open their eyes. and then they will see the need to help you. And then they will take initiative to help you. And then they will help you. Lord, I bring your daughter, this very lady. I see you, you cry, you weep. Lord, wipe away her tears. My God. By the power in the name of Jesus, your tears are wiped away. Oh woman, arise from your sorrow and begin to rejoice. The Lord is wiping away your tears. Amen. Hallelujah. Sapa kumbala brakadabashi. Endabare sebete kum alatias kopara tepele pekasu palande ushambra kadmatus kepasha patinas. Lord, these ones, I bring them unto you as we have prayed today. As it looks as though we didn't pray much today. But Lord, thank you, because it is not really about how we pray, but about how you respond to our prayer. Receive feedback. Can you just take 1 minute right now and receive feedback wherever you are? Just take 1 minute, receive feedback. Whatever the Lord gives to you in response to the prayers that we have prayed today, just receive feedback in 1 minute. Wherever you are, just stay quiet and receive feedback. Receive feedback. Let the Lord minister to your heart the things that He's saying concerning whatever it is that you have asked Him for. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Father, we thank you for another opportunity to pray. Thank you because you are the God that answers prayers. Thank you because you are the God that hears prayers. Thank you because you are bringing unto us and opening our eyes to see the things that we need to do as corresponding actions. So, Father, I ask, concerning all of us, as we have spoken to the storm, let the storm cease. And as the storm has ceased, let it not arise again. For those that have received healing today, let that healing not come again. Let that sickness not come again. In the name of Jesus. As many as I lack and need ideas on what to do and how to go next, the next steps to take in their lives, Father, open their eyes, visit them in dreams, in visions. Let them see the next steps to take. Let them see the next decision to make. Let everyone be perfectly aligned with your plan and purpose. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you very much for joining today's edition of Apple Friends. Looking forward to seeing you next week. Same time. Invite your friends. The recordings will be made available. Yes, you can always go back to them. I wish you a very productive week ahead. Remember, responding actions of it. When you go into the week, don't go into the week saying confessions that contradict the confessions that you made today. Don't go into the week joining them to say, let the poor be. You are not poor. Amen. Don't go into the week saying things are hard. Things are not hard for you. Things will not be hard for you. I'm just trying to be realistic. Hey, will you choose the word of God? Will you walk by faith or by sight? Will you choose the word of God as your truth or the experiences of other people as your own truth? Yeah, so your case is different. You're not like everybody. Your citizenship is in heaven. So you have to carry that consciousness and guard it like your life depends on it. Guard that consciousness. Don't let anybody steal it from you. Wish you a very prosperous week ahead, a week full of blessings, full of ease, full of connections to the right places, to the right people. And I pray that the Lord strengthens you and guards your step. Thank you very much. Have a blessed week. See you same time next week. Bye-bye.